All right, Tuesday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Let me say it to everybody in the chat. Mike Griffith is on. Robin Aroni's on. Granite 2468 is on. Prayer Works 2 is on. JD Joy 25 is on. Bonnie 4 is on. Hassle-Free TV is on. Those Jesus People is on. Skunk 71 is on. Salty Gonads is on. Judy Anita is on. Golfmaster 1 is on. Adam Lombard is on. Jules 21 Hours is on. Scooter Magruder is on. Snarl Barkley is on. Scott Alot is on. Levin Carl 11 is on. Wait Away is on. Behaven is on. Let me see here. Going down. General Plowman is on. Hanslick Donovan is on. CMDN is on. Texas Billy is on. Richard Perry is on. Laura Jean Lynn is on. Stephen Toms is on. Conservative Warriors on. Big Jim Go Blue is on. Let me see here. K4VMS is on. Uncle Wally is on. Nate Dad One already in the rant. Thank you so much. Is on. LA106 Times is on. Scrolling down. Luann 5 is on. PSU is on. Pitrock 68 is on. Producer Aaron is on. Bonnie Four is on. Love you guys. Appreciate each and every one of you. Before we get to everything Trump, let me just do this little side note before we go, just to kind of illustrate what it's like being run by a liberal, well, a liberal city being run by a liberal, obviously. This is a Hustle B. It's the real word, but it's a Hustle B video. Breaking, there will be no, get this now. This is the truth. This is the truth. Starting today, actually, there will be no residential trash collection or 911 service in Philadelphia starting today. Can you believe that? Because over 10,000 city workers just went on strike, including emergency dispatchers, sanitation crews, and recreational center staff. Nobody gives a crap about the last one. After the city refused to meet their pay demands, the mayor is now telling residents, don't take out your trash and expect delays when calling 911. Play for me.
Is fully prepared for any potential work stoppage. First, I want to start with public safety. Our streets are safe. Philadelphia police are out day and night protecting and serving the people of Philadelphia. Our 911 call centers are operational. Just don't hang up. But if you have to call 911, you call 911. Operators are there, and they will continue to take your calls. Our fire department and emergency responders will be doing their jobs all day and all night, as always. Now for trash and sanitation. Obviously, this is the topic that's on everyone's minds today. How will the city dispose of my trash if there's a work stoppage? If there is a work stoppage, the Department of Sanitation will be operating in what we refer to as a modified capacity. There will be no residential trash collection or recycling effective Tuesday, July 1st. We encourage residents and we ask you to please refrain from placing any trash or recycling out for curbside collection until further notice. In addition, we are arranging 63 temporary drop-off locations around Philadelphia where our residents can bring their trash in the event of any work stoppage. And we will clearly and specifically list every location where the public can take their trash. It'll be listed on the philly.gov/sanitation website in the event of any potential work stoppage.
Let me just see if I can remember everything that was said on there. I won't remember everything, but I mean, it's truly amazing. Now, first of all, don't bring your trash out to the curb. I mean, this is what it means to be a Democrat. You will never see this in any conservative run area, whether it's a city or anywhere else. You will actually never see this. We have never seen this here in Sarasota County ever. I've lived here since 1980. Not one time ever. You will only see this in left-hard cities where they actually are telling you. And she comes out, and it's amazing. This is where I miss cussing because I would use a certain bull word right now. But She is an absolute professional at bull crapping. She actually sounds like, you know, this is just normal everyday procedures here. Don't bring out your trash. Don't worry. We have 63 various locations for you to bring your trash. How are you going to bring your trash when it's like wet and nasty to some dump? I mean, how is that going to happen? I understand like emergency situations. We have hurricanes here every now and then, things like that, where you have to improvise, adapt, and overcome. But, you know, this is just trash pickup. And now for some undisclosed amount of time, indeterminate amount of time, that people are just don't bring out your trash. And when you call 911, nobody's going to answer, but stay on the line is what she said. Stay on the line. Everybody was mocking it over here. Joe and Aaron were mocking it. You know, like your waiting time is 10 minutes. Your caller number 97, whatever it may be. I mean, that she's acting like this is completely normal. And she's the one who's bungled up the entire city. And here's the saddest thing of all. You ready for the saddest thing of all? She will win re-election in a landslide victory. I mean, these people absolutely are just the cause of their own demise. They vote in their own demise. I mean, it really is amazing. I just want to illustrate absolutely horrible leadership before we get to really good leadership, and that being Donald Trump, and then listing into his, in my opinion, his feud with Elon Musk, and then the good and the bad of the Big Beautiful Bill, which passed through the Senate today and is now going back to the House, and the House will try to give and take out things they don't want, add things they don't want, and eventually it will go to the president's desk. And the reason, here's the thing, I'm totally against this bill, no matter what. Some people who are on my side of things and were against it, like Alex Jones, he was against the bill, but then when they took out the indemnity for AI companies, which is AI companies, you're talking about like Alphabet, which is Google, all the different companies, they had indemnity. They couldn't be sued. It's like the pharmaceutical companies have indemnity. They cannot be sued for killing people, whatever it may be. Now, there are different criminal violations of which Pfizer has paid tens of billions, even probably hundreds of billions of dollars in criminal penalties. They didn't have indemnity for that, but they have indemnity when someone dies of their vaccination. Well, the same thing here, where they had liability protection. They can't be sued. Like, so if AI, you know, causes somebody to commit suicide, if AI, you know, fools somebody into thinking something that isn't true and that caused their death, whatever it may be, and those are extreme examples, you know, whatever it may be, they cannot be sued. That's what they wanted for 10 years. And we're an AI company where they're building, you know, under Donald Trump too, and I understand why Trump is doing it. That's part of that $14 to $16 trillion worth of investment that's been brought in both domestically, mainly foreign investment, but also domestic investment into our economy. A lot of that is for like, and Aaron, correct me if the tech language is wrong, these massive server farms and everything else that end up, you know, facilitating the various functions of AI, which, by the way, are not environmentally friendly, which is always so funny to me. Everybody on that side will fly into Jeff Bezos. Yeah, I mean, there's 100 over, I think it's 90 or 100, maybe more, private jets are flying into Jeff Bezos' wedding. He's marrying Tony Gonzalez's ex-wife. But anyway, those are all climate activists. And they're all flying in on their private jets. Like 90 of them are all flying in. One private jet flight, one way, burns more carbon than your car will in its entire lifetime. And this shows you it's all just a giant fraud. But anyway, with this, the worst component of it was that liability protection, indemnity for AI companies, for whatever harm they caused to anybody, they could not be held accountable for. That has been removed from the Big Beautiful Bill. That is a huge victory. That belongs to people like Marsha Blackburn in the Senate. That belongs to like MTG, belongs to Steve Bannon. Those are the people behind the scenes that end up getting that retracted out of the BBB, which is a good thing. And by the way, there are hugely good things in here in the Big Beautiful Bill. But there's so many bad things, they offset the good things. Because the bottom line is if you're spending at deficit levels, it's bad. I mean, because everything's a payoff. And just understand this, because I'm going to read this True Social post to you from Donald Trump in just a second. And he's right about a lot of things in here. But the problem is he doesn't address the payoffs. He's still playing the political game. You can't. Eventually, we cannot continue, as they always say, to kick the can down the road. Well, we're going to pass it this time so we can get to this. so we can get to the Republicans being reelected. And then as soon as the Republicans get reelected, they pass the exact same bill over and over again. Then that's what they're doing. And then you have the Democrats that are, and you have the Democrats lying about the good portions of the bill and obfuscating about the bad. You don't hear the Democrats talking. We don't like it that all the NGOs are still being funded, because they are. Now, USAID is finito. It's done. But most of the other NGOs are being fully funded through the big, beautiful bill. So you don't hear the Democrats talking about that. What you hear the Democrats talking about is a lie that 1.4 million people are being kicked off of Medicaid. No, they're not being kicked off of Medicaid. They're being kicked, you know, and the Democrats will call it Medicaid, or they'll even say that, well, there's various arguments about it. I could deep dive into it, but I'm not going to go into it. I did it last night. But anyway, so that, you know, they're not, that nobody's being kicked off of Medicaid. That is, first of all, that qualifies for Medicaid. Second of all, that should be on Medicaid. Medicaid, of course, is basically medical welfare. So the people that are being kicked off are illegal aliens. And Democrats will say, no, no, they're not on Medicaid. No, they're on the programs funded by Medicaid. And see how it's all just, everything you hear is a lie from these absolutely repulsive human beings on both sides of the aisle. Mostly the most repulsive are on the left, because they slaughter the unborn. They're the most repulsive, and they're communists and socialists. But on both sides of the aisle, it's all a lie. But and that's all a lie, because they'll say, no, that 1.4 million, it has nothing to do with it. 1.4 billion, not 1.4 billion. I'm getting the number wrong. 1.4 million people being kicked off. But anyway, so they'll say, you know what? Those aren't illegals, because they're not on Medicaid. They're on Promise Plus. Well, I'm just making that up. But Promise Plus is funded by Medicaid. That, and that's the, everybody's just lying to us constantly. And here's the thing, I think I'll get to it, but Trump is talking about term limits again. This is why there has to be term limits. There has to be term limits, because people vote to keep their jobs, not to do what's right for the American people. All right, go to the truth. Here's Donald Trump's Truth Social post. So almost all of our great Republicans in the United States Senate have passed our one big, beautiful bill, which, of course, you should not be doing one big, beautiful bill, because then you have to sign on for the horrid to get the good. And it gives everybody an ability to obfuscate. It gives everybody the ability to say that, well, I had to vote for it for this, or you know what, there's good things in it. I voted for the good things, but not for the bad things. So everybody can obfuscate. Everybody can make excuses about why they voted for it, because it's attached to something else. Well, yeah, you know what? A Republican will say, yeah, you know what? I voted for a bill that funds Planned Parenthood, which this bill does not, but I voted for a bill that funds Planned Parenthood, but you know, attached to it was an increase for military salaries. You see, this is why it has to be line item, because what it does is it gives them plausible deniability. It gives them a measure of obfuscation, because they can say, "Well, I had to vote for the bad stuff to get the good stuff," and they're all in it together. They're all buddies, and they're all in it together. It should be line item. Everybody, you vote for the border wall, yay or nay. Get them all on the record. You vote to lop off penises, testicles, and breasts, yes or no. And that's what's great about it, because then, and they do this on purpose to actually, you see, I don't anymore. But we think that Republicans want to unseat Democrats. You talk to Aaron, who watched the Senate floor. They don't. They're all butt buddies.
Yeah.
They all just love each other. They all believe that they are sort of a intellectual proletariat. They believe they're above all of us. And that them coming together in their leftist ways, you know, slightly right of center, but I don't even want to give them credit for that, because they're not. It's really, they're either left of center or extremely left of center. Every single person in the Senate, in the Congress, is left of center or extremely left of center when you get to the AOCs. But they're all left of center. Every single one of them, with the exception of maybe 10, 12 people total out of the 535 in the Senate and Congress. That's the truth. That really is the truth. You're like, no, that's not true, Tom. Then explain to me how we're $37 trillion in debt. When we were less than $1 trillion in debt in 2000. I mean, it's only 25 years, and we've added $37 trillion worth of debt. I mean, everybody think about that? Since from 1776 to the year 2001, thank you, Aaron, you're the best. From 1776 to the year 2001, we accumulated less than $1 trillion worth of debt. All of those years. All of those years. You know, 200 plus years. Not even $1 trillion worth of debt. And now in 25 years, we got that. And anybody that got us to that place is presumed to be right in any capacity? Republican or Democrat? They're presumed to be right? No, they put together these omnibus spending packages, which this is, which by the way, they may not be calling it that because that's not a popular term, but it is an omnibus spending package. It shouldn't be that way because it gives them plausible deniability. It gives them a way out. Yes, you know what? I voted to kill babies, but I voted to save the puppies. I voted to kill babies, but I paid for a salary increase for our military, which is the way out for every Republican. When you should have to be on the record, Planned Parenthood, $600 million per year, you pay for it, you and I. We pay for babies to be slaughtered in and out of the womb. So you go, you know, $600 million for that, but if you vote for that, then you get, you know, $1 trillion military budget. Oh, pro USA, 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 but you voted to slaughter the unborn as a Republican. That's what they do. And nothing gets done unless you vote for horrible and good. Well, if you continue to vote for horrible and good, first of all, horrible ends up winning because no man can serve two masters. For either you will love the one and hate the other, or you will hold to the one and despise the other because ye cannot serve God or mammon. Jesus speaking Matthew 6:24. Evil will inherently take over good because lukewarm is evil. Voting for good and bad is evil. Revelation 3:15-16. You only vote for good. This is only vote for good. This is why we have to have term limits, because then you're not voting to keep your job. You're voting based on principle because you're going to lose your job regardless. There is no career. There should never be a career politician because then you vote to sustain your career, not for what's right and what's wrong. Term limits are absolute essential. This is where we're at right now. All right, let's go back to the Truth Social post. I got through like four words of it. So the big, beautiful bill, it is no longer a House bill or a Senate bill. It is everyone's bill. It's not mine. There is so much. Oh, there's Tom. He's fake MAGA, says MAGA girl 17. He's fake MAGA because he just dare speak the truth about something Donald Trump's doing wrong. He's fake MAGA. I'm just an idiot sycophant who do anything Donald Trump says, and I'm smart. No, you're an idiot. How is it right for this bill, no matter what they say, and I love some of these people, and Donald Trump is going to make a lot of money. He is going to increase tax revenue. I'm talking about not taxing. Again, you hear me say it all the time. He's brought in $14 to $16 trillion worth of investment into our economy. There is going to be a mass increase in economic growth, but it will not offset the debt. It never does, and this it won't here. Even I listened to Treasury Secretary Bessette today. And he said, and he was asked, is the growth going to offset the debt? And he said, he wasn't asked that point blank, but he was talking about it. And he said, well, there's going to be massive growth, but he never said it would overcome the spending. And that's the trick every time. There's going to be a lot of growth. And that's the trick of the Republicans. The growth is going to offset the debt. Aaron, can you bring the debt clock back?
Yep.
So I've now heard that now. I heard that for 8 years under George W. Bush. How'd that work out? I heard that under Hussein Obama for 8 years. How'd that work out? I heard it under Trump. It didn't work out then either, primarily because of COVID. And then I heard it under Biden. I mean, how insane are we going to be? Do the same things over and over and over again and expect different results. It's absolutely insanity to believe this, that this is now going to suddenly offset the debt. It's not going to, the growth will not offset. You're talking about deficit spending of $2.3 trillion. The growth is going to, we're going to bring in $2.3 trillion extra dollars in 1 year. I mean, does anybody actually believe that? Who, oh, there's your fake MAGA says Ultra MAGA 47. No, you're an idiot. If you want to call me fake MAGA, maybe I'm fake MAGA, but at least I'm not an idiot like you. And you're sitting there, you know, you don't believe in the big, beautiful bill, and you have to believe in the big, beautiful bill to qualify as MAGA. No, I don't believe in the big, beautiful bill because it makes no sense. It still adds a lot of debt. Now, Trump says and Bessette says that the growth is going to offset the debt. Even if it offsets the debt, you still have the debt growing then. Even if it offsets it, you still have the debt growing. It doesn't take anything off the debt. We have to get rid of this debt. There is no option to this. This is a ticking freaking time bomb. And you're going to have to get rid of it. And nobody acts. How do we even get to the place? Why are we even having to have this discussion? Like men and women's restrooms. Why do we even have to talk about it? It makes no sense. It's obvious what the solution is. Men don't go into women's restrooms. It's as simple as that. Why are you spending $2.3 trillion in this bill that you don't have? Aaron, make it make sense.
Can't do it.
How do you make sense of spending an extra $2.3 trillion? It doesn't even make any sense. The prognosticators I don't trust anybody, from the Congressional Budget Office, the CBO, because it's filled with establishment Democrats and Washington, D.C. swampsters. But the thing is, it still is, the numbers are actually correct. This will take us to $40 trillion in debt. Staying on this budget line will do that. All right, go back to the Truth Social post. It's already 9:30. But anyway, everyone's bill, there is so much to be proud of. And there is a lot of good things in this bill. And everyone got a major policy win. But the biggest winner of them all will be the American people, who will have permanently lower taxes, higher wages, and take-home pay. By the way, all of that is true. But you don't have to spend all the money funding the NGOs that destroy America around the globe. That's what's happening. The deficit spending in this, it is, there, of course, entitlements and things like that, but the deficit spending is funding NGOs that are working around the globe to ban speech, ban firearms, and ban conservatism and usher in authoritarianism in the name of protecting American interests. Tom, that makes no sense, but that's what they're doing. But those things are true. Trump is going to bring in more trillions than anybody in history. In his 8 years as president, first four and this four, he will bring in more revenue than any president in history and more economic growth than any president in history. That is true. But you have to stop the deficit spending, and he won't. Lying, I don't know why he won't, but he won't. And he must. If he does, he's the greatest president in all of history. If he doesn't, then he's a great president. Really looking, being a great president over the demise of America, though, because if you don't take care of $37 trillion of debt, and by the way, at the end of this spending package, it's $39.3 trillion worth of debt. You know what that is? What we call in the TLP? Facts. So he's right. They're lower taxes, absolutely right. Higher wages and take-home pay, totally. Secure borders, he's already secured the borders. And a stronger, more powerful military. All of that is absolutely true. You have to talk about the good with the bad. And there is a lot of good in this bill. But he still deficit spends to fund NGOs. Because if he doesn't, there's some kind of political payback that he doesn't want to pay. Permanently lower tax, higher wage, take-home pay, secure borders, and stronger and more powerful military. Additionally, Medicaid, Medicare, and Social Security benefits are not being cut. That's part of the problem. Medicaid, they are cutting it to a certain extent. I could spend an entire show on the fraud in those three agencies. Maybe I need to do that. Because, and here's the problem, what the Democrats are saying is that Trump is cutting Medicaid for American citizens. Not one American citizen who's able-bodied is receiving a cut in Medicaid. People who are disabled are fully covered under Medicaid. As good as Medicaid can be, which it is not that great, but as good as Medicaid can be, they're fully covered. The people who are able-bodied are no longer covered, and illegals are no longer covered that are being paid through Medicaid, through NGOs. How the Democrats always say, that's the Democrats always like, there are no illegals on Medicaid. No, they're on the NGOs funded by Medicaid. Just lying sacks. That's where I'm discussing so bad. Lying sacks of human feces. That's what they are. They're absolutely disgusting human beings. Just lie and lie. They'll come up to you. Like you hear it all the time. You hear Hakeem Jeffries will go up to a podium today and he'll say Trump's poll numbers are falling. No, he has record high polls right now. Record high. Harry Enten, CNN. Watch it. You can pull it up right now on Twitter. Just put in CNN polls, Harry Enten. I mean, I'm telling you, record high polls. Trump's killing it. He is. This is a horrible bill with good stuff in it. Really good stuff in it. Stuff that would never be in a Democrat bill, but the problem is deficit spending. Somebody's going to have to conquer the Medicaid, Medicare, and Social Security spending. If you listen to Bannon's War Room, he talks about it all the time. Somebody's going to have to talk about entitlement spending. And Bannon even gets into the military, because what did Trump do to the military? Increase the spending. Don't need to increase the spending in military. You don't need to fire. You can actually decrease military spending, recruit, and hire a million more soldiers and not spend all the money, because there's so much money being spent on the military for intelligence ops that are useless, bases that are useless, bases that are basically a political statement, not an actual military functioning base. I'm talking about hundreds of billions of dollars. You don't need, you know, you could not lose one soldier. You wouldn't lose it. You wouldn't need to lose any funding for R&D, nothing. Just simply cut the fat. But you have to actually, in order to cut the fat, you have to cut the funding. Otherwise, there's no motivation to cut the fat. You just keep giving them the money for the fat. Remember, the military is missing $21 trillion. So $21 trillion out of our $37 trillion debt is in the military. For what? They don't know where it is. That's not the debt from Iraq and Afghanistan. They know where that's at. I'm talking about other debt, because it's a giant, because the military, although great, military son, my dad's career naval officer, Vietnam vet, Bronze Star winner, Purple Heart winner. I love the military. But it is basically a shell game used to hide NGO funding. That's what it is. And a lot of CIA op stuff too. But anyway, so Medicaid, Medicare, and Social Security benefits are not being cut. They have to be, but he didn't do it. So you're going to have to cut it somewhere else, cut all the NGO stuff. But that didn't happen. But are being strengthened and protected from the radical and destructive Democrats by eliminating waste, fraud, and abuse from these programs. And by the way, now back to the positive. They are doing that. You know, I've been hard on Patel and Bongino, rightfully so, but there is a lot of prosecutions going on for waste, fraud, and abuse in Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. A lot of prosecutions. There is. There. Listen, Aaron, how's the Epstein flight log?
Still not here.
Okay, not here. So that's a horrible fail. And there's a reason why they're not releasing Epstein information. The reason why they're not releasing the Epstein information is because Republicans are on there. That's why. I'm not saying Republicans diddled kids. I'm just saying Republicans were on the flight. RFK came out in public and said, I flew with Epstein twice. We know that Donald Trump flew with him at least once, had him at Mar-a-Lago, kicked him out of Mar-a-Lago because of his inappropriate behavior toward women. And he's the only one who ever did that. He's the only one that didn't avoid speaking to prosecutors about Jeffrey Epstein, didn't have an attorney present with him, didn't nothing. He didn't, no protection, spoke freely. So Donald Trump did nothing criminal with Jeffrey Epstein, but nobody wants to feed. I don't even blame him. I don't blame him. I don't like it. I understand it. I don't blame him. They just want to avoid, you know, giving Jake Tapper and Chuck Todd blood in the water. I understand that, because all it would be was Donald Trump, you know, had a pageant at Mar-a-Lago and Jeffrey Epstein was there scoping out women. I mean, that's what it'll be. And we have to listen to it, you know, for months on end, and they'll use it to impeach him if Jeffrey Epstein's speaker. I mean, if Hakeem Jeffries is Speaker of the House in a year. So, I mean, that's the whole thing. I don't blame him for it, but they still should release him because he said he would. So they need to do that. But anyway, so eliminating waste, fraud, and abuse from those programs, which they are. They're doing there's some great prosecutions going on there. And this is a great administration. It really is. You know, it's a B-plus administration. It really is. Enlisting towards A-, but just a wretched failure bombing Iran. That's a waste. And all they're doing now with that is now they're just dealing with back and forth from the liberal media about how much damage was actually done. You wouldn't even have to have that discussion if you never went in there and bombed them to begin with. And now the Iranians have sworn a fatwa, F-A-T-W-A, fatwa, which is basically a license to kill. They're putting a bounty on Donald Trump and Bibi Netanyahu. Why ever attach yourself to Bibi Netanyahu? Don't attach yourself to that guy. We can have all of this right now, but only if the House GOP unites, ignores its occasional grandstanders. You know who you are. He's talking about Massey. And does the right thing, which is sending this bill to my desk. We are on schedule. Let's keep it all going and be done before you and your family go on July 4th vacation. The American people need and deserve it. They sent us here to get it done. Part of the leverage with this, they're going to be like a 68% tax increase. If it's not passed, well, you know what you do? Line item the tax increase and cut it out. Why don't we just vote on 57 different items and put everybody? Because now, whenever, and again, I don't mean to be redundant, but I just have to say, if you have 57 items in this bill, a 1,000-page bill, then it both gives people license to attack you and gives you plausible deniability all at one time. So you can kind of play a political shell game and stay in office, which is why we need term limits. So why not, if it's line item and you got to vote, okay, here's the line item. Funding for transgender surgeries for minors. Funding for transgender surgeries for illegals. All line item. I mean, one at a time. You put people on the record. And that's why you see this sort of amalgam in Washington, D.C., where they actually work together. Aaron saw it on the Senate. They're all butt buddies. They're hugging each other, shaking each other's hand, close friends, going out to dinner, cocktail parties together. It's all kayfab. Professional wrestling. You think that they're against each other, but they're not. They come together. They put these bills together on purpose so that they give each other outs on purpose. Yes, Ted Cruz is helping Chuck Schumer on purpose, but they fight on TV. It's kayfab. They come together and say, listen, you know, I want you to continue to be a senator in New York. You know what? I want you to be the senator for Texas. So how can we do this? Well, we'll put together this big omnibus spending package. And if people attack you for voting for this, you can say, well, I had to get that. And when people attack me for voting for this, you know, I'll be able to say, well, I had to vote for that to get this. See, that's what they do. And that's why we're $37 trillion in debt. And Trump is playing along with this because he needs a legislative victory like this. You don't get a legislative victory. Yes, you win in that the bill was passed. But you're going to lose because of the consequences of the bill you passed, which sends us another $2.3 trillion in debt. Our country is going to explode with massive growth. That is true. You're like, Tom, you go back and forth. Because listen, what's true is true. There's going to be massive growth under a Trump economy. There is. If you just take care of the deficit spending, we could pay our way out of this debt. But he just, for some reason, won't do it. I don't get it. I don't know. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's the people in his ear. I don't know what it is. Even more, or the political consequence. Just, you know what? Simply right now, almost do what you did with the illegals, where you're just going after those that have committed subsequent crimes after illegally entering the country, which is a felony. The ones that committed subsequent crimes, you're going after them. Well, right now, just go, you know what? I'm not going to touch entitlements, but I'm going to cut everything else. Every last thing. I'm going to take the military, what was a $900 billion budget, and he increased it by $100 billion to a $1 trillion budget. He should have cut that down. At least, you know, take $200 billion off of it. You don't need it. You know, it would not affect one soldier. You could hire more soldiers. Just a waste of $21 trillion missing in the military. Think about that. $21 trillion out of the $37 trillion deficit debt, I mean, is coming from the military. And it's not for the funding of the foreign wars. It just disappeared into the ether. Like, that can't be possible. Oh, Tom, it's true. It's absolutely true. They've all acknowledged it. It's all on the record. They can't pass an audit. That's why they can't. How do you pass an audit when you're $21 trillion in debt? They haven't passed an audit in 7 straight audits. Not one audit has been passed by the military. How's that possible? So anyway, our country is going to explode with massive growth, and that is absolutely true. And even more than it already has since I was reelected, between the growth, this bill, our tariffs, and more, the One Big Beautiful Bill sets that. Now, everything is right on that except for the One Big Beautiful Bill. The tariffs have brought in $121 billion already. But the problem is when you have a $6.8 trillion budget. And one of the great parts about this bill is the cuts to Medicaid that take it back to pre-COVID expenditures, which totally makes sense, because why would you still be spending at COVID rates when there is no COVID? You never should have spent any money on COVID to begin with. But anyway, so there's a lot of what he says is right here. The tariffs are awesome. He is going to have massive economic growth because he's already doing it. If we actually had a cooperative Fed chair right now, instead of too late Jerome Powell, our economy would be, I mean, beyond recognition great. But Jerome Powell makes sure he's keeping interest rates high to mitigate the Trump boom. He's doing that on purpose. It sets the United States down a fiscal path by greatly reducing our federal deficit. That's not true. It's not true. I wish it was true, but it's not. And he's saying it'll decrease the deficit because of the growth. All right. If that happens, I will be the first one that comes on here, and Aaron and I will put the clock up and say, look at our debt going down.
Yeah.
Aaron, can you put the clock back up? Until you see this clock right here going the opposite direction, not one thing about growth offsetting the debt is true. Because I heard that under Hussein, I heard that under Biden, I heard that under Trump before, 17 to 21, I heard it under Bush, I heard it under Clinton, I heard it under Herbert Walker Bush, I heard it under Reagan. Not one time has it been true. Not one time. Not even Trump won. Not one time was it true. Did Trump grow the economy bigger than anybody else? Yes. It was. Did Trump have the lowest unemployment rates for many demographics? Yes. Does Trump defeat every single time inflation? Yes. Is Trump brilliant? Yes. Does Trump secure massive economic investment in our economy? Yes. Debt? No. And this is like basically weightlifting when you have brain cancer. I'm getting stronger. Yeah, but you're going to die anyway. You can't do that. You're going to have to fix this. You're going to have to fix it. No matter, you're no longer MAGA, Tom, because you're saying something that's true. All right, well, if lying's being part of MAGA, then take me out. Because God has a specific disdain for liars. A specific disdain for people who lie. You got to read the Bible. I mean, read it. Proverbs 6:16 through 19, there are six things the Lord hates, seven that are detestable to him. Three out of the seven are liars. That takes up three out of the seven are liars. Same thing with Revelation 21:8, exactly the same. It has a specific disdain for liars. So, I mean, I'm not going to lie just to be part of MAGA. All right, let's go. Go back. All right, that's good enough for that. Let's go to the next one. Josh Dunlap tweet. That was slide one, wasn't it? Slide two. Yep. Slide two. And it's 9:44. That's not good.
Yep.
I'm not on schedule right now. Oh, man. And I've got right here, the expose on vaccines, man. I mean, the stuff coming out about vaccines, it's not good. It's just not good. It's supposed to be a sprayable aerosol vaccine. But anyway, Josh Dunlap, breaking. President Trump's term limits plan. Trump plan limits House members to 6 years. Brilliant. And senators to 12 years. Brilliant. Two terms. Everybody should basically be the same. With it being such a short term with Congress, three terms is fine. But everybody should be a two-termer, just like the president. Congress with the exception because their term's so short. Senators to 12 years would be two terms, which would remove. Wouldn't this be glorious, Aaron? Wouldn't this be glorious, Joe?
Oh, yeah.
73%. Of the 115 Congress would be sent freaking home. And I'm telling you, I've told you this before, I'm telling you again, including 318 House reps and 46 senators, because out of the 535, the 435 congressmen and women and the 100 senators, I keep going lower, I'll just say about 10 are good people, about 10. The rest of them are there to become famous and rich. And they do it by cooperating with lobbyists, by cooperating with NGOs and getting NGOs funded that they'll be on the boards for in a year or two. This is a great idea. Trump is right. Again, he's a great president. The big, beautiful bill is not a good idea. It's not good. But there will be massive economic growth. I agree. There will be. All right, let's go to the next one. Breaking 9/11. U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID. Here's another great Trump accomplishment right here. You know, you're like, Tom, how do you pull this off, Tom? Because you really rejoice in Trump's victories, but then you badmouth other stuff he does because that's what's true. You don't go because you support somebody. Like, I love the two men that are in this room right now, Joe and Aaron. They're friends of mine. They both work here at the church. They're friends of mine. I don't look at them as employees. They're friends of mine, okay? They're friends. I love them both, okay? Now, if they would do the same with me. We love each other, but if we said, if I said, you know what, Aaron? You know, I've decided that there's more than one God.
I'm out.
He still would love me.
Yeah.
But he would tell me.
Yeah.
He would start quoting Bible verses to me about how wrong I am. That's what you do. You don't go, well, because we're friends, I'm going to participate in your delusional freaking lies. You don't do that. It's not being a friend. Yeah, you know what? You may lose the friend. You know, please read scripture, John 6:56-67. Many of his disciples went back and walked with him no more. Why? Because he had a hard saying. Why are you leaving? That was the hard saying. Believe me, I experienced that a lot here at Foundation Church. Why are you leaving? That was the hard saying. What about scripture warning you about leaving for hard sayings? You know what I mean? But that's, you can be, I love Trump. But just because I love somebody doesn't mean I'm going to turn a blind eye to when they're making a mistake. And by the way, I make mistakes. I've done a lot of stupid crap. I mean, I've sinned plenty of times before, during, and after being a Christian and pastor. I don't claim to have any measure of perfection. And I expect people like Aaron, like Joe, like my wife, like other friends that I have to hold me accountable when I fall or fail.
Yeah.
You know, Aaron wouldn't come up to me and say, you know, because Aaron's seen me behave poorly on several occasions. He doesn't come up to me and say, you know, I really understand why you did that. You know, I get it. You know, it's, you know, your mom. It's your mom's fault. And, you know, I mean, I know you haven't lived with your mom for 40 years, but I mean, other than that, I mean, he doesn't do that. It's just wrong behavior. And you, as a friend, you tell him you're wrong, but I still love you, but you're wrong. And sometimes it's so bad you can't even hang around with the person anymore. And symbolically, that would be, it's so bad I can't vote for you anymore. Trump's not to cross that line. I'd vote for Trump again right now. He's the best option out there. And he's great. And this is one of his great things. U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID, officially ceases operations, Senator Rubio says. So USAID is gone. United States Agency for International Development that everybody thinks is a charity, which of course it is not, is the CIA cut out so the CIA can do a whole bunch of things it's not allowed to do through its licensure. It's not allowed to do. So it does it through USAID domestically, internationally, under the guise of aid, but it's really about banning speech, firearms, and conservatism around the globe. You're like, well, I thought the CIA was working for United States interests. No, it's working for globalist corporate interests, which is fascism, the merging of governance and companies and you know, private companies, the merging of corporatism and governance. All right, let's go to the next one. So here is the, am I on right? Is it my clown world? Just make sure I'm on the right spot. Okay, good. Before I introduce the whole thing and that's the wrong one. All right, clown world video. So here is alligator Alcatraz. Everybody's been talking about built here in Florida. I'd say about 2.5 hours south of here. I'm assuming down Alligator Alley in the Everglades. If you've ever driven through there, whoo, not where I'd want to spend the night. I can tell you that. But this is an air conditioned facility. Definitely not exactly the Hilton, but better than what Biden was offering, by the way. But here's a little tour of it. Play for me. All right, so that's the inside of Alligator Alcatraz. It's going to hold a lot of illegals. So here's Joy Reid's viewpoint. Oh, you're all waiting for that viewpoint to be given to you. But anyway, and wokeness video, Joy Reid, Florida built a concentration camp, she's calling it. Play it for me.
I had to forget about him, but Ron DeSantis is still governor of Florida. He took the comfy couch hosts on a tour of the concentration camp that he's building in Florida in order to round up people, brown people, and throw them in a camp because he doesn't want them in Florida. Surprise, surprise, the economy of Florida is going to be severely harmed by rounding up brown people who, by the way, all over this country, Latinos are afraid to go to work. Anybody who is perceived or looks Latino is afraid to go to work. I know people.
So the only people going to Alligator Alcatraz, according to Joy Reid, would be brown people, rounding up brown people. So, hey, just side by side that one for me. Just mute it for me, Aaron, whenever you can. So I'm just going to use Joy Reid. I don't know. It's this one. The next one is not that one. I'm sorry. I didn't tell you. The next one. I meme, therefore I am video. Reminder, if Democrats. Yes, very perfect right there. So that is music, too. We don't need it. So I just wanted you to see now the top part she's fine with. Joy Reid never said a word about Joe Biden rounding up brown people and putting them in tinfoil beds. No problem whatsoever. This just shows you what horrid, repulsive, disgusting, crap-filled people they are. Joy Reid. I mean, just a disgusting person. I mean, to have no principles that when this is my point about when I say negative things about what Trump is doing, like the big beautiful bill. If you don't, you're the MAGA version of Joy Reid. Because Joy Reid will espouse virtue to absolute hell as long as the Democrat is doing it. And a MAGA and a neocon MAGA moron will espouse virtue to whatever Trump does. How are you different than Joy Reid? You're ushering in totalitarianism doing that. And that's not even what Trump wants. Trump wants people that speak out against him. He does. He wants it. I mean, he may not like it, but he wants it. So, I mean, she was perfectly fine with the top, but is repulsed by the bottom. Where would you rather spend the night? a thousand times in Trump's facility than Biden's. You remember them all crying about kids in cages? Look at this thing. They said Trump put them in. Why did he have cages then? I mean, if Trump is so horrible for putting kids in cages, then why did you build plastic cages? Which I'd rather have chain link with air flowing in than that. Look at that thing. It's like living inside of a plastic bubble. It's like living inside of a garbage bag. Here, at least, you know what? I mean, it's wide open. It's clean. Lots of room.
You got a bed.
Yeah, you got a bed instead of the floor with tinfoil to cover yourself up with.
Jeez.
And Joy Reid, no problem whatsoever, which shows you what an unprincipled charlatan whore she is. Not one word about the top and is complaining about the bottom because the bottom's being done by a Republican and the top is being done by a Democrat. So she has no problem with it. She'd be the one, of course, who turns in Anne Frank, as long as it was a Democrat that wanted Anne Frank to be turned in. If a Republican wanted to be turned in, maybe she'd protect Anne Frank. As long as if a Democrat did it, which, of course, that's what Hitler was a Democrat, a democratic socialist, a national socialist. Right? That's what he was. All right, let's go to the next one, wherever I am. Windtalker tweet. Follow Windtalker on Twitter. She's really good. I mean, seriously, she's got a lot of followers, too. You got to follow, puts out great stuff. This is just a great summation. I couldn't resist but to clip it. I don't know who needs to hear this, Joy Reid, but Alligator Alcatraz is not a concentration camp because the government will literally pay you to leave voluntarily avoided. That's brilliant right there. I didn't think of it, so that's why I had to steal Windtalker's stuff. This is just a legitimate person, like a legitimate, really good person, Windtalker. But anyway, this is just a brilliant summation because I didn't think of it. The government, at Auschwitz or Dachau, could you pay to get out of it? Yeah, you could pay to get out of it through an oven. All you got to do is Trump will give you $1,000 to leave the country. He'll book you a flight, you leave the country voluntarily, and then you're allowed to actually come back in the legal way. They'll pay you not to go to their quote-unquote concentration camps. Funny how Joy Reid, the Democratic Party Goebbels propagandist liar that she is, repulsive, disgusting liar. I don't know how people lie for a living and look at themselves in the mirror in the morning. I just couldn't do it. I'd have to repent and run to the cross. Brilliant tweet, though. They'll pay you to never go. That's certainly not a concentration camp. Let's go to the next one. And by the way, the only people that actually ever opened concentration camps are people on the left. Who opened the COVID camps? Let's see, Jacinda Ardern, leftist, Scott Morrison in Australia, leftist, Justin Trudeau, leftists all had their concentration camps in New York. New York has it established into New York law where they are allowed to open pandemic concentration camps for the next pandemic that comes along. They're the ones who do it every single time. We never do it. They always do it. They always do what they accuse us of doing. And listen to Geraldo Rivera's concerns about Trump's deportations. Carly Bonet video. Play for me.
What they are living in terror now, I'll tell you right now, Piers, I've never seen anything like it, particularly Hispanic. It hits close to home. You can't find workers now. Service people, the Hamptons are in panic over our affluent holiday spa on the eastern end of Long Island now. Can't find Mexicans to come and work there. It's shocking and it's awful.
That should show you, okay, who's the racist? None of us are racist. I never think to myself, you know, I would love for there to be illegal immigration paid under the table at very low pay so that I am able to be served by somebody. That's the Democrats. Every single time. It was exemplified. When the illegals, I can't remember whether it was Greg Abbott or Ron DeSantis that bust the illegals up to Martha's Vineyard, where Hussein Obama lives, and they couldn't get them on a bus faster out of there. I mean, you talk about people with thousands of open acres and billions, hundreds of billions at their disposal. They could have built themselves a migrant camp on all their estates. Why didn't they do that? They want them to stay. You heard Geraldo. I stay old, Bobby, at the Hamptons. There's no one to make up my bed this morning. That's how he thinks of illegals. He basically said the people at the Hamptons are wondering where the Mexicans are to mop their floors and to clean their toilets. It's basically what he said. And he's an enlightened, virtuous, liberal. I mean, again, they are going.
Oh, I was just going to say, it's like when Kelly Osbourne said, "Who's going to scrub your toilets, Donald Trump?
Yeah, right. And they all were like, eek, eek. And there's Geraldo saying thing, same thing with Cenk Uygur over there. Yeah, yeah. What a bunch of idiots. I mean, these are stupid human beings, really are stupid human beings. And I mean, Geraldo. So Geraldo's chief concern is that the multi-billionaires living on the Hamptons won't have Mexicans to mow their yards. The Hamptons are all in an uproar, he says, because they're going to not have Guatemalans to do their carpentry work for them. What? I mean, these people, I mean, really, the racists are the people who claim to be anti-racist because the world's inverted. Let's go to the next one. Disrespect the trucker video. I've been waiting to play this one. This is unreal. She should have been drugged out in handcuffs. Councilwoman wanting obstruction of life. This is a councilwoman, a Los Angeles City councilwoman, basically asking people to obstruct, instigating people to obstruct ICE, which is a felony. Play it for me.
So you're asking me to warn you about an enforcement action being taken by another agency before it happens?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can't do that.
Why
that would,
not?
That would be obstruction of justice. You may want to talk to the city attorney about that.
She's asking for local law enforcement to obstruct ICE. I mean, does she not? I mean, if this actually happened, she'd be arrested. If that chief of police would have done it, he would have been arrested. I mean, these people are stupid. I told you they're very zealous. I don't know how to frame it, but they live in their own little synapses firing sphere in their mind and their feelings. Obstruct ICE because that's what you've been programmed by somebody to say. That's what it means to be a virtuous leftard. So obstruct ICE, do you realize by instigating that or making that happen, you are committing a felonious crime? Are you aware of that? When you're obstructing a federal officer? They live so long in their little fake world that their fake world is not able to merge with real life, and they're going to end up going to prison. It's like that one chick, college student, who firebombed a Tesla station is now spending years in federal prison. And she probably thought, what's the big deal? Just light some cars on fire. Yeah, big deal. A big deal. What you don't know can actually hurt you. I mean, it's actually told about that in scripture. Yeah, I mean, what you don't know, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Where there is no vision, the people perish. So, I mean, not knowing can destroy your life. That woman, how does she even get elected? How does she even get to the place of being on the city council? Not realizing that she is instigating felonious actions? What a moron. All right, Red Wave Press, here's another one for you. Just in, the FBI, these are a little old, but I just had to put them on just in case people missed them. The FBI is investigating the vice mayor of, Cudahy, California, Cynthia Gonzalez, after she posted a video on social media calling on the 18th Street Gang. 18th Street Gang, by the way, just to throw this out there for everybody, was the gang in El Salvador that Abrego Garcia was terrified of being killed by if he was sent back to El Salvador, which then proves that he's part of MS-13. final order of removal with a withholding order on the final order, stating that he could not be deported to El Salvador because the 18th Street Gang had a contract out on him, which means he's a member of MS-13. Then you have all the Chris Van Hollens of the world claiming that it's never been proven that he's part of MS-13, except for the reason why he wasn't deported was because a rival gang was going to kill him as an MS-13 member. I mean, these people are absolutely disgusting human beings. I wish I had a better word. The only better words would be cuss words, and I can't do that. So, I mean, here we go. So, anyway, so Cynthia Gonzalez, I'm surprised she doesn't have 14 names like Aguila, Menendez, Gonzalez. Like, I mean, I hate that crap. Can't you have 2-3 names max instead of 7 names and one with a hyphen? So, I mean, gosh, this is so self-important. Calling on Cynthia Gonzalez is in hot water after she posted a video on social media calling on the 18th Street and Florencia 13 gang members to protect their turf against ICE. They live in their own delusional. These people have never, ever emerged from a middle school mentality. You know, because when you're growing up, you honestly don't know and understand consequences. This is a 40, 50, 60-year-old woman. Not understanding that you're actually asking and instigating gang members to resist a federal agency, federal law enforcement agency, she needs to go to prison. Play it for me.
So a vice mayor in California accused of calling on gangs to defend their territory
against ICE agents. Sources tell Fox Cynthia Gonzalez-Cudahy in Los Angeles County is under federal investigation for allegedly posting this video last week. Watch.
You guys tag everything up claiming hood. And now that your hood's being invaded by the biggest gang there is, there ain't a peep out of you. It's everyone else who's not about the gang life that's out there protesting and speaking up. We're out there like fighting our turf, protecting our turf, protecting our people. And like, where you at?
We reached out to Gonzalez to see if to verify this video, and we have not heard back. But
and she does. She does the Jasmine Crockett, where Jasmine Crockett likes to pretend she's hood, just like AOC. Listen. Like she likes to talk like she's from the Bronx, and she's from a very rich neighborhood outside of New York City. But she listen. She likes to talk like she's a hood Latina. Well, she never has spent one second as a Latina her entire life, and she grew up as Sandy Cortez. That's real hood, isn't it, Sandy Cortez? listen. She always does that. Well, same thing here with Cynthia Gonzalez. She tries to sound all, you know, as Hispanic as she possibly can, and she's telling these people to step up and obstruct ICE. I'm like, are you? And now she's under federal investigation, as it should be. She's actually telling street gangs to obstruct ICE officers. I mean, again, she must live in her own little, you know, leftist bubble where nobody ever speaks truth to her lies ever or speaks truth to her delusions ever to say things like that. She doesn't think there's anything wrong with what she just did. Imagine that. All right, let's go to the next one. Tom Holman puts out some great stats from the border here. I mean, Trump just A++++ by a million on the border. The Trump effect, total border patrol encounters for the entire month. Now, we covered May already. It was a record. It was absolutely a record. So total border encounters for the entire month of June was 6,000. That is less than a single day under Biden, which reached heights of 15,000 a day. As a matter of fact, the total number of encounters is less than half of a single day under Biden of many days. Also, none of the 6,000 were released into the U.S., zero. Again, that's 2 months in a row where zero people apprehended at the border were released into the United States. Doesn't mean there weren't gotaways. Doesn't mean there weren't some people that secretly got across the border. But none were released by the government. Zero. So you go from thousands a day. I'm talking about tens of thousands a day to zero. In James Cuckboy Langford's bill, 5,000 a day. Only after the first 5,000. You don't even start counting out after the 5,000 until you've reached 5,000 Canadians and Mexicans. That was James Cuckboy Langford's bill. Please understand that, because there's still people on the right and on the left that say that was the way to do it, was this comprehensive border reform, where you would allow the first 5,000 people to cross the border. But that number doesn't even go into effect unless it's 5,000 Mexicans and Canadians, of which there's no Canadians illegally crossing the southern border, zero. And there's no Mexicans really crossing the southern border. It's all from other countries. There's some, but very few. So that ticker never would start. The count would never start because you'd never get to 5,000 Canadians or Mexicans ever. So they can just stay and still have 15,000 a day because you never get to 5,000 Canadians and Mexicans. That's the James Cuckboy Langford's bill. And it was on purpose. Trump's like, forget that. How about zero? Zero releases. Because Cuckboy Lankford's bill was still everybody who's apprehended, not the gotaways. Now that everybody apprehended gets sent right back across the border. Isn't that great? Nobody released into the country. President Trump has created the most secure border in the history of the nation, and the data proves it. We have never seen numbers this low. Never. God bless the men and women of the U.S. Border Patrol, and God bless the men and women of ICE. The interior arrests and consequences help to drive down illegal immigration. The Trump effect keeps America winning. He's totally right. Trump is a great president. Let's go. The little feudy has continued on between Trump and Elon, going back and forth on social media. Put up the next one for me. Donald Trump's True Social post. New poll. Anybody I endorse beats Massey of Kentucky by 25 points. He's wrong. Yeah. Massey's going to win in a landslide. He's gonna win. This is gonna be a big loss for Trump. And if I'm wrong, I'll come out and do what nobody else does and say I was wrong. Unlike the neocon MAGA morons. Okay, I'm gonna come out and say I was wrong when I'm wrong. Get ready. Massey is a very bad dude. That's just not true. And this is the downside of Donald Trump. Massey is right about what he says. Now, the attacks on Massey is, what has he ever accomplished? Well, it's awfully hard to accomplish anything as a one out of 435 to actually accomplish something, to get bills passed. So hardly anybody actually accomplishes anything. It's just how they vote. Now, there's people who get bills passed or whatever else. They mean, but really, I mean, there's people that co-sign the bills, and Massey's been a part of those things, and he's got some stuff done. But he certainly is not a bad guy. He's 100% right. He's 100% right about the big, beautiful bill. And I listen, Massey's done some stuff. We chronicled it on the show. I don't like, and I would say it about Massey. I will chronicle the things I hate about myself on the show. That's what truth is. Truth is either convenient or inconvenient, but you never avoid it. Massey is a very bad guy. No, he's not. He's a great guy. He endorsed Trump. He's a great guy. He's just against the big, beautiful bill because it does add debts and deficits. It does. Trump says they'll be offset by the economic growth. We will see. But the bill standing alone increases debt by $2.3 trillion. I hope Trump's right. But I've never, ever seen our economy offset deficit spending. Not once, ever. If there's anybody that can accomplish it, it would be DJT. That's true. But Massey shouldn't sign something he doesn't think is correct. And he never does. And there's times where I think he should sign, he doesn't. He was one of the very few, because Trump had for COVID-19. And how many of us, again, all the people that are, you're excommunicated from MAGA, all those people, because you stood against Trump. Well, how come you weren't excommunicated from MAGA when you stood, because all of those people stood against Trump for vaccines, and it was Trump who developed them. He stood against Trump for the lockdowns. But you weren't excommunicated, but I am, because I stand against the big, beautiful bill. But you stood in a, and I did too, you stood in a much more important role of standing against lockdowns, because that is real totalitarianism and real end time stuff. QR coded mark of the beast vaccine mandate stuff. And you stood then, and Trump never wanted vaccine mandates, but he certainly wanted the vaccine. And you stood and said no then. And you weren't excommunicated for something that was way more dangerous. But I stand against one bill or one strategic bombing, precision strike in Iran, and I'm excommunicated from MAGA. You see what I mean? I don't care if I'm excommunicated or not. I'm used to standing alone. I get it. I know what it's like to stand alone. I mean, you should have seen what we saw in March of 2020 about keeping our church open. We didn't mitigate at all. Nothing. Not one bit. We were all smashed together in front of the stage on social media live. I mean, you should have seen the comments. I mean, if you're watching this podcast, you were probably one of those too. And then we all stood together then, but because you're against the Iran strike, you're excommunicated from MAGA. I mean, isn't it the very essence of MAGA to be able to disagree? Isn't that the very essence of a democracy or a constitutional republic, to be able to disagree? Isn't that the whole essence of it all? Without having to leave your country or leave your party, because you know there's things that you really can't be a Republican if you're, you know, pro abortion. It's part of the Republican platform. I get that, but all these other things like bills and military strikes are not etched in the stone of a platform. They're not etched in stone of law. They're not etched in stone in morality. I don't want anybody excommunicated from MAGA because they were for the Iranian strike. Nor am I going to call anybody a bad guy because they're for the Iranian strike. Because I understand why you're doing it. I just totally disagree with you. And I think you're being sucked into an agenda. But I understand are there positive benefits from an erroneous strike? Yes. Iran bad, for sure. Iran bad. Mullah's bad, but so's Bibi Netanyahu. Bad. So that's the whole thing. So you don't just, this is a mistake by Trump. It is. And he makes mistakes. That's why you have to approach him rationally, not in worship, because he does make mistakes. Go to the next one for me. So here's Elon. Elon is like, you look at the bottom. Bryce Lipscomb. I donated again to Rep Massey's reelection campaign, which, by the way, I probably will too. Who's next? Elon, me. Okay, that's pretty big.
Yeah.
That's pretty big. That's a pretty big deal. I'm going to show you this video. I don't have time to get into vaccines tonight, but I got to show you this video just for the fun of it, because I don't want people to forget, lest we forget. This is real. We played it on the podcast 4 years ago, and I stumbled upon it again. I was using it as my introduction into vaccines tonight, because I don't want anybody to forget what totalitarianism looks like and the ridiculousness attached to it and the ridiculousness it takes to usher it in. Here is, I believe, out of the state of California, the tennis balls regulations under COVID-19. Play for me.
Every player, unless they're from the same household, has to bring their own tennis balls so that you don't touch other people's tennis balls with your hands. You can kick their balls, but you can't touch them. I'm going to blush. Sorry. Of course, if you're playing with someone in your household, you can touch those tennis balls. To avoid confusion between whose balls are whose, you can use a marker, like a Sharpie, to mark out, to put an X or put someone's initials.
You see what I mean? And churches all bought into this. Christian people went and got vaccinated on the advice of people like that, who are laughing at their own agenda. And all the Christians followed, except for us that are red-pilled, and you're probably watching this podcast. People like me, never closed, never will, never masked, never will, never vaxxed, never will. As simple as that. But that was the idiocy that most conservatives and Christians fell for. Right there. 40% of my church left because I refused to fall for that crap. All right, 10:14, that's good. Rumble Rants tonight, Nate Dad won. Very faithful. $50, thank you so much. Texas Billy, my friend, $50. Thank you guys so much in the rant. Thank you guys so much in the chat. Stick around for the post game. It's awesome, as always. Back here tomorrow night, 9 o'clock. God bless you.